This is George Clark reporting for Ivy Hoops Online. The Princeton Tigers ran into a Big Ten buzzsaw this evening in the final game of the Asheville Championship. The Minnesota Gophers, behind Peyton Willis's 29 points and Jameson Battle's 24, held off a scrappy Tiger team 87-80, although it took them two overtimes to do it. This is not a deep Minnesota squad. They only used eight players. I think this lack of depth will render them into the lower tier of the Big Ten, but they have enough talent to make it tough for any opponent on any night. You have to give the Tigers a lot of credit for fighting back from double-digit deficits three times in the second half. Trailing 56-46 with 7 minutes remaining, Eden Wright scored 9 points in a 13-3 run to tie the game at 59 at the end of regulation. Jalen Llewellyn scored the Tigers' final 6 points to force a second extra period. After that, however, Minnesota pretty much had their way in the second overtime stanza. Llewellyn's 19 was high for the Tigers. Tosin Ebomwan continued his hot start, adding 16 points, 5 rebounds, and 7 assists in 47 minutes of action. To be candid, however, Tosin is something of a liability on the free throw line, something he will need to improve if the Tigers expect to contend for the Ivy title. I remember that Henderson could not afford to have Richmond Arrigoza on the floor at the end of close games early in his career, but we all know how hard Richmond worked to make himself a better overall player, and in truth, he became an excellent free throw shooter by the end of his career. Tosin will need to do that same thing, and I think he has the ability and the determination to do it. In truth, this game was lost at the free throw line as Minnesota went to the charity stripe 29 times, making only 15, but the Tigers made 6 of 12. Each team made 34 field goals, although the Tigers took 81 shots to 63 for the Gophers. Eden Wright had a great night, adding a double-double to join Jalen and Tosin in double-digit scoring with 14 points. And even more impressive, he notched a career high with 18 rebounds. Sadly, Drew Freiberg never got his gun out of his holster, missing all three of his shot attempts. Ryan Langborg added 10 points on 4 for 11 from the field. Keyshawn Kelman looked comfortable in his 12 minutes, something of a relief to Tiger fans after the ankle problems that were so apparent last week. Princeton will need his strength and length under the boards. First-year big men Zach Martini and Mason Hooks made positive contributions and appear to be settling in at the D1 level of play. Fans were treated to a visit by legendary coach Roy Williams, named a tournament ambassador. The retired North Carolina and Kansas skipper was interviewed during a timeout. He was asked what his role is as ambassador for the tournament. Williams, an Asheville native, replied candidly, "I don't know. I showed up for practice the other day and went to the dinner." Sadly, this tourney was not well attended, although it did give teams, each team had two games, two exposures on national TV. This was a game the Tigers could have won. The fact that they gave themselves a chance against a much bigger team is a real credit to their determination, especially in view of their inexperience playing with one another so early in the campaign. In truth, they have played better in their three games than Henderson reasonably expected at this point, and he is certain this team is going to get better, much better. The Tigers return home on Wednesday night to face Marist at 7 p.m. So long from Asheville. We've enjoyed being with you and hope to see you soon.